Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 177 entitled, Are You Listening? Do You Hear? As I continue in the book of Job, it is not without warning. The Holy Ghost is giving me this scripture. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Psalm 41, verse 9 of the King James Version. As humans, we can be desperate for love and companionship, entering into ungodly soul ties, without taking the time to vet those who we choose to love properly. Yet we ignore our Creator who loves and cares for us, so much so that He allowed His Son to die for us, while being tormented, ridiculed, and despised. Job had been afflicted by one plague after another. He was now surrounded by those who should comfort him. As Eliphaz the Temanite continues to speak, listen carefully to what he is saying. Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints wilt thou turn? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them, whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance. Job chapter 5, verses 1 through 5 of the King James Version. Here it is, the correlation. Job had just lost everything. His possessions, including his livestock, his servants, and even his children, all of them. Afterward, being struck by a hideous disease. Eliphaz stated out of his mouth that this was what he hoped for, that he prayed for it, while calling Job an angry fool. Eliphaz did not believe that Job deserved everything that he had. He says that Job is envious and even mocks him when he says, "Who is going to help you now?" This seems to be coming from a place of deep-seated resentment and bitterness rooted in Eliphaz. This is why this is so important. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 of the King James Version. Many have been betrayed by mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, and frenemies. They act as if they are your friends, but in their hearts lies a cruel hatred for you. You see, we look for intimacy in and with others, while neglecting the one relationship that we must nurture and cultivate. Before I tell you what to watch for, I must reinforce the need to know God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit personally. Because anyone who professes to love you and does not know them will always fail. They are weak and unstable, faltering and wavering without a true foundation. Be patient as I attest to his love. Number one, he died for you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13 of the King James Version. Number two, his continual sacrifice is confirmed. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verses 7 through 8 of the King James Version. Number 3. We cannot know love if we don't know him. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 of the King James Version. Now let me give you some harsh truths about what to look for, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. To speak evil of an innocent individual is demonic, so know these two things to be true. Number one, blessings and cursing should not proceed from the same mouth. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 of the King James Version. But if you read further as Eliphaz continues to speak, this is exactly what he is doing. Just as one who verbally and psychologically abuses someone, then afterward coming with feigned ignorance. Number two, these words come from unclean spirits. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Revelation 16, verse 3 of the King James Version. So remember these last three warnings as you are vetting individuals. It is your responsibility to set boundaries, to come out from among the unclean things, to choose life or death and blessings or curses. Number one, jealousy is as severe and cruel as Sheol or hell. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6 of the King James Version. Before I go on, the Holy Spirit wants me to continue because His word must be taken in its entirety. And this evil is being promoted heavily right now. The Amplified Version is succinct. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can rivers drown it. If a man would offer all the riches of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned and despised. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7. Meaning, true love is powerful and indestructible. It cannot be bought in its pure form for any price. Number 2. Character is not determined by wealth. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, consider carefully what is set before you, for you will put a knife to your own throat if you are a man of great appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for it is deceptive food offered to you with questionable motives. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. Don't sell your soul, being greedy for gain. What does it profit you to gain the world while losing your life? And finally, this is clear and concise, an exemplar admonition. Number 3. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit within him. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are 7 abominations in his heart, whose hatred is covered by deceit. His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. KJV. Now let me repeat this for the stubborn and unbelieving from the Amplified Version. He who hates disguises it with his lips, but he stores up deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously and kindly to conceal his malice, do not trust him, for 7 abominations are in his heart. Remember the 7 more wicked spirits that entered into the man. Though his hatred covers itself with guile and deceit, his malevolence will be revealed openly before the assembly. Proverbs chapter 26, verses 24 through 26. As I said before, God's word must be taken in its entirety. The Holy Spirit is urging me to follow up with the next verse as a warning for the violators and offenders. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 27 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth, thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.